Juliette Dubois thought it would be good for all the girls to take some time off, relax, and regroup. So while Lexi went to NYC to study art, Jenna went to Ecuador to visit her grandma, and Sadie headed to basketball camp in North Carolina, Kylie was on her way to Camp Chicopee in Massachusetts. "Is this seat taken?" a voice interrupted her thoughts. A girl with strawberry blonde hair pulled back in two loose braids smiled at her. "If I don't sit in the front of the bus, I get car sick." Kylie wrinkled her nose. "You won't puke on me, will you?" The girl shook her head. "Nah, I only puke at midnight when there's a full moon." Kylie giggled, kind of like a werewolf without the hair and claws. The girl raised the sleeve on her hoodie. "Yup, fur free, for now." She gave an evil mad scientist chuckle and settled into the seat next to Kylie. "I'm Delaney Noonan," the girl said. Kylie glanced out the window. A mom and dad were holding up a sign that read, "We love you, Delaney, XOXO. "I guess those are your parents," Kylie said, pointing. "The ones in the Camp Chicopee baseball hats?" Delaney covered her eyes with her hand. "So embarrassing." "Not any more than mine." Kylie motioned at her parents, who were waving wildly at the bus window and blowing kisses. Her dad was wearing his old Chicopee t-shirt that he had dug out of a trunk in the attic. Instead of white, it was now a strange yellow-brown, but you could still see the rooster mascot and the camp slogan, "Proud, Free, Chicopee," across the chest. "I'm Kylie, by the way," she said. "Nice to meet you, Kylie, by the way," Delaney joked. "That's an interesting last name." Kylie rolled her eyes. Delaney reminded her of her friend Jenna. She was always making jokes. "What cabin are you in?" Delaney asked. "I'm in G2.
G2?
"Me too," Kylie answered. "Cool." That was how their friendship began. Delaney remembered how she and Kylie had talked all the way on the two-hour bus ride to camp. They had so much in common. Delaney loved vampire movies, especially Twilight and Dracula. The spookier, the better. And Kylie knew even more about them than she did. "Did you know that there have been more than 200 movies made with Dracula in them?" she asked Delaney. "Wow, that's a ton," Delaney gasped. "Have you seen them all?" Kylie thought hard. "Well, not all, but a lot. I'm checking them off as I go along." "And did you know there are about a gazillion songs with monster names in the title?" Delaney pointed out. "I'm not even counting Lady Gaga's album. I'm talking about Monster Mash, Werewolves of London, Zombie Dance." Kylie was wowed. "I don't think I've ever met anyone who could name monster music," she said. "And I don't think I ever met anyone who knew how to make fake blood out of corn syrup," Delaney replied. "Oh, I'm a master at it," Kylie bragged. "What's really cool is how you can make it taste good so you can use it to fill Halloween cupcakes. You take a bite and the blood oozes out." Delaney made a face. "Oh, that is disgusting. I've got to try it." They both laughed. They decided that at the first marshmallow roast, when everyone gathered around the campfire at night to tell ghost stories, their vampire tale would be the best and the creepiest in all of Camp Chicopee. Chapter 2. Cupcakes That Go Bump in the Night. The Chicopee campfire cookout was the highlight of the summer. Besides the yummy burgers, hot dogs, and roasted s'mores, everyone looked forward to the spooky tales campers and counselors told around the fire. Kylie and Delaney's senior counselor, Kay, was up first. "On a night just like this one, around a campfire just like this one, a group of kids heard a noise echo in the distance." "What was the noise?" asked Skylar, one of the G2 cabin mates. "It sounded like this." Kay cupped her hand over her mouth and made a strange clucking sound. "What is that?" Delaney asked. "Sounds like a chicken laying an egg." "Shh," Skylar hushed her. "This is getting good," Kay continued. "The noise came closer and closer and closer until the kids could feel a hot breath on the back of their necks." Skylar screamed, "I feel it, I feel it." "All I feel is Skylar's clammy hand grabbing me," Delaney said, giving her a shove. "Seriously, this is not scary." Click, tap, tap, tap. Click, tap, 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 Kay said. The strange sound came closer and closer until... Gabby and Rhiannon, the two other G2 counselors, ran out.